House ABBA and Mamma Mia. We're talking about immigration on the show this morning. Is immigration good for the North East? Professor Christian Doustman from University College London's Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration is on the line to us now. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I get a lot of people calling me on this show, local people saying they can't get a job. They can't get a job for love nor money, but it would appear that non-UK workers are getting jobs. Now, how do you account for that?
Well, of course, to really understand that in detail, one has to look at the particular circumstances for every case. But more generally, it seems to be that many of the Eastern European workers who have been coming to the UK have been doing jobs which seemed not acceptable to native workers. That is an experience not only for the UK, but also for many European countries. To give you an example, the agricultural sector would be in real difficulties, not just in the UK, but also in Germany, Netherlands, and many countries in continental Europe, without workers from Eastern Europe who are willing to do jobs. Workers who are born in Western Europe are usually not willing to do.
So that
may explain to some extent that there is a perception that these workers are getting jobs.
British workers simply will not work on a farm these days then. That seems to be where we are.
Well, wages are relatively low for farm work and working conditions are very hard. Yes, so I think the problem is that particular jobs are not very appealing to British workers.
So in your view, Professor, there is nothing for us to worry about then when the rules change with regard to Romania and Bulgaria at the start of next year then. So there will be tens of thousands of them coming in, and, of course, they are entitled to claim benefit. They are entitled to use the National Health Service.
Well, we don't. Well, first of all, we have no idea at the moment how many will come. So the numbers are ranging from very small in migration to very large numbers. So we simply don't know. What I should say is that the situation which we are facing in January is slightly different from the situation which we had in 2004, when Poland and the Czech Republic and other countries joined the European Union. At that time, the UK, together with Sweden and Ireland, were the only three countries which opened up their labour markets. In January next year, it will be all European countries who will have to open up their labour markets to Bulgarians and Romanians. And Bulgaria and Romania together, the populations of Bulgaria and Romania together, are far smaller than the populations of those countries who accessed in 2004.
But even if the numbers are small, Professor, we know that the NHS is under pressure, and we know there's a shortage of housing as well, don't we? So it's all adding to the mix.
Well, it depends. I mean, immigrants who came after 2004 and immigrants who will probably come from Bulgaria and Romania will also contribute. They will pay taxes. They will contribute to local communities. So it's not that they just take something out, but they will also pay something in. And in fact, when we look back to migration since 2004 from the then Eastern European countries, those immigrants have on average made a larger contribution in terms of taxes than what they have been taken out in terms of benefit and transfer.
So they put more in than they take out, to put it simply?
Absolutely. That is according to the numbers we have studied. That doesn't exclude, of course, and I think that is a concern which has to be addressed, that in local communities which are very exposed to in-migration, there will be transitory problems. But of course, any demographic change, whether populations are increasing or decreasing, will lead to need